Tomorrow is Rath Yatra. At New Vrindavan, Rath Yatra is a time and circumstance style of festival. Just yesterday I received a call from Bombay, and devotees just came back from Rath Yatra in Sri Purushottam Kshetra, Jagannath Puri. And they said, last year we went, devotees from our temple went with over 2,000 devotees for the kirtan in front of Jagannath's cart. And there was about 800,000 people amongst us. For those of you who have been to Puri Rath Yatra, it's the most incredibly well-managed and mismanaged situation I've ever seen. As far as organizing the Rath Yatra, it is so well-managed because they've been doing it for thousands of years. Each person who has a prescribed duty, it's not that they're just a new devotee and they're trained up. They're born to do that service. For hundreds of generations, every member of their family have done that particular specific service every year for Rath Yatra. And there's thousands of such families, and each one have a, one plays the gong with a certain beat, another plays the gong with another beat. Others are in charge of moving the deities, carrying the deities. Others are in charge of making the carts, the chariots. They make brand new chariots every year. The chariots are so big. Every year they have to use the wood of 700 to 800 trees. And they don't even use nuts or bolts or screws. They cut everything so it fits together. Hare Krishna. Huge chariots. Gigantic wheels. Jagannath's chariot has 18 gigantic wheels on it. Hare Krishna. So it's a wonderful festival. Long ropes. I don't know how many ropes are in each cart. Next time I'll count. Probably about 10 ropes on each cart. And there's thousands of people trying to get to every rope. It's really, if you want to be crushed, then try to pull the ropes in Jagannath Puri. So last year we went with 2,000 devotees and there was wonderful, wonderful kirtan. Everyone was in the kirtan. And this year I was told that they were expecting us so much. There was less devotees that went this year, but so many of the pilgrims and people of Puri, so many, joined the kirtan, were chanting and dancing with the devotees. Just something very nice. So this song, Jai Krishna, Jai Gora, Say Krishna, Say Jagannath, it is written by Vasudev Ghosh. He happened to be there in Jagannath Puri every year when Lord Chaitanya performed his Rath Yatra. So Vasudev Ghosh was a personal associate of Lord Chaitanya, one of his very dear associates. In fact, he and his two brothers, Madhava Ghosh and Govinda Ghosh, would each year be assigned to lead one of the seven kirtans in the Rath Yatra. That means from the beginning of the end to the Rath Yatra, they would be singing, leading one of the kirtans. So he was personally witnessing what is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is his tattva. What is the truth or the spiritual principle of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And this is revealed in such simple but devotional and precise terms. Jai Gora, Sai Krishna, Sai Jagannath. He who is Gora is he who is Krishna, is he who is Jagannath. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing his Ratha Yatra, only the most very intimate blessed of his associates were allowed to see what was really happening. One of them was Maharaj Prataparudra, who was a king, whom Mahaprabhu would not give darshan to, because he wanted to show the world by his example that a sannyasi must be strict, should not associate with worldly people for materialistic purposes. But because the king was a great devotee, because he was humble, he took this service of a street sweeper in front of Jagannath and the Vaishnavas. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his heart melted. The Lord is conquered by humility. Lord Chaitanya told Sanatan Goswami, stop this humility. It is conquering my heart. I cannot tolerate it. He was conquered by the humility of his devotee. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave a special blessing to Maharaj Prataparudra. And Vasudev Ghosh could also perceive by his pure unalloyed devotion what was happening. It's a secret. But by Prabhupada's mercy, it is known to the world. What did King Prataparudra see? What did Vasu Ghosh, the author of this song, see with his eyes? What is he writing? The seven kirtan parties were in separate places. There were four in front of Jagannath's chariot, one on each side and one behind. Each one was having such wonderful, wonderful chanting and dancing. Lord Chaitanya expanded himself into seven forms, was simultaneously dancing in each kirtan party. Each kirtan party was thinking that Lord Chaitanya is only with us. How merciful, how kind, he will not leave our kirtan party. He's dancing ecstatically with us. And then when the kirtan parties would all merge into one, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come and would again manifest one form and dance with all the devotees. He was dancing for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath. King Prataparudra could actually see this. How the Lord was perfectly satisfying each and every one of his devotees. But there was something more he saw that was even more esoteric. He could actually witness with his own eyes, through the mercy of the Lord, that Lord Chaitanya and Jagannath were the one supreme identical person. Reciprocating love. It was God reciprocating love with himself. He could understand that Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, who has descended for the purpose of tasting the sweet love of Srimati Radharani, his own divine pleasure potency. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explains in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that Radha and Krishna are two supreme personalities. There is one God, one absolute truth, who has divided himself into two forms eternally as Radha and Krishna. The enjoyer and the enjoyed. The lover and the beloved. In order to taste the sweetness of ecstatic pastimes in the spiritual world. Now those two personalities have again assumed one form in Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. I offer my obeisances unto you. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna with the bhav, mahabhav, or the love of Radharani and the beautiful, splendorous, golden complexion of Sri Radharani. He's come to share that love of his heart with the whole world. So here is Krishna dancing in front of Krishna. He saw that there's a moving Jagannath and a non-moving Jagannath. And they are tasting sweetness of love. To understand this principle of who is Lord Chaitanya is so wonderfully manifested in the pastime of Ratha Yatra. In Puri, so many people have their idea of who is Jagannath. It's actually an interfaith experience on a very high level. Because all different kinds of sects and sampradayas, they all come to worship Jagannath. Jagannath is so tricky. He attracts everyone's worship. The Buddhists think he's Lord Buddha. And there's Buddhists dancing in front of him. But actually they're worshipping Lord Jagannath. The Shivites think he's Lord Shiva. The worshippers of Ganesh think he's Ganesh. Even sometimes he puts on Ganesh Vesh. He puts on elephant trunk. Every year, before the chariot begins, the king comes and sweeps the cart, and then Shankaracharya, one of the leading Shankaracharyas, comes and does puja. And then the leaders of so many various divisions of the religious ideals of India come to do their worship for Jagannath. The devotees of Ram, they understand Jagannath is Ram. Devotees of Krishna know that he is Krishna, the supreme, beautiful, beloved of Sri Radharani. How he assumed that form is described by our acharyas. We will tell that story tomorrow for Srimad Bhagavatam class. But what is important to know is Ratha Yatra is a festival of love. Prabhupada, although he explained in great, great detail in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita the internal esoteric significance of Ratha Yatra, and also the wonderful, wonderful festival of how it appeared to the world, he described in just a sentence what it is to us. It's the meditation of bringing the Lord back into our hearts. The Gundicha temple represents the heart of the devotee. Through the process of bhakti, we clean our heart. And then through the process of hearing and chanting, we bring Krishna back to give his darshan within our heart, which is the only perfection of life that can fulfill the desire of the soul. So at New Vrindavan, we have been following this principle of Ratha Yatra for some years. And believe it or not, it's actually progressing. God, we used to just have this old truck we used to bring them in. And I remember one time we had this old wagon that we were pulling Jagannath on. And one of the neighbors, who hated devotees. He was young and very rough person. He actually took his car and ran the cart off the road and ran all the devotees into a ditch. Hare Krishna. But that was Jagannath's lila. Would you like to hear the lila?
Yes.
The lila of Jagannath. Someday this may be put in one of the Puranas. There was a complaint made to the police against him. because his license number was taken. He was arrested. Jagannath Ki Jai.
Yeah.
He went to trial. He was found guilty. And it's a pretty serious charge, running people off the road with your car to fallen ditches. So, Kirtanananda Swami, the leader of the community at that time, he told the judge that we'll drop the charges if he agrees on court order to come to our Sunday feast every Sunday for, I think it was, 3 months. The judge was quite amazed by this. He never heard of such a plea bargain as this. He said, if that's what you want. And he told this person, he said, you know, either you go to jail for a year, or you, and you pay this type of fine, or you go to the Sunday feast for 3 months. This was when the Sunday feast was at Bahulavan. So he came to the Sunday feast. And he was really, you know, all these devotees singing and dancing in front of Radha Vrindavan Chandra and Jagannath and Baladev Subhadra and Gornitai. He was really amazed. But somehow or other, you know, it's either this or prison. So after a couple Sundays, he actually liked it. He started bringing his guitar. And during the kirtan, he was like playing his guitar. He was dancing with the devotees. And then afterward, he would take the feast. He'd have to attend the whole lecture. He'd have to eat prasad too. This was part of his penalty. This was part of his sentence. He had to sit through the entire class. He had to participate in the entire aarti. And then he had to eat prasad. And after a couple weeks, he became so blissful. He just loved devotees. And to this day, he's one of the best friends of the devotees. He lives right down the road. You know Billy Aston? Billy Aston, he's always... He loves to talk about the devotees and praise the devotees. So Jagannath is a time when the Lord comes out into the streets to give his mercy, his darshan, to everyone without discrimination. In Puri, hundreds and almost a million people come every year from all over India and various parts of the world. By Prabhupada's mercy, he inaugurated Rath Yatra in the West in San Francisco, New York, Chicago, Atlanta, Miami, Los Angeles, Texas, all over the world. Philadelphia, London, Paris, Hamburg, Germany, Rath Yatra in Munich, Rath Yatra in Nairobi, Durban, South Africa, Sydney, Melbourne, Australia, Rath Yatra in Malaysia, Indonesia, even Rath Yatra in India, in Bombay, and Delhi, and Madras, and Bangalore. In these Rath Yatras, so many people come with beautiful, beautiful chariots are built. Here at New Vrindavan, we have one steel-framed wagon. I think it's an old Amish wagon that's been painted all sorts of bright, festive colors, and it's decorated nicely. And Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, how many different sets of deities? Three deities. And they face different directions. All three big deities face one direction. Acha. They stand on a seat. And they're pulled by devotees up and down the hills of Limestone Road. And everybody's happy. Arrivo. Jagannath's the Lord of the universe. That includes Limestone, West Virginia, New Vrindavan. So it's a very simple but very wonderful festival. Gita Nagari. In the mid-80s, I was at the Gita Nagari Ratha Yatra. And there, they just take them over these fields. They take them through these fields and up these hills. And at the top of the hill, they brought a cow to milk the cow. They milked the cow right in front of Jagannath. And then directly from the cow's body, they just milk right into a cup and offer it to Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra. Hare Krishna. The opulence of Gita Nagari. So tomorrow, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra will be riding through the groves of New Vrindavan. And we will have the good fortune to participate. Except for me, because I have to leave at 11 o'clock. And I will be back with Krishna's grace according to plans in the month of May of next year. My request to all of you is never give up striving for the essence of what Krishna consciousness is. Do not be distracted by the various allurements of the illusory energy. We are trapped in this material world because Maya tries to set her priorities before Krishna's. And when we believe that and succumb to it, the great tragedy of so much waste of the precious moments of human life takes place. We have many concerns. We may have economic concerns. We may have social concerns. We may have various tastes for entertainment and enjoyment. But we should be always striving for the essence of life. That is the price, to always be striving for the essence of life. All of our rituals, all of our rules and regulations, all of our occupational duties, our sadhana, it is all aimed toward awakening our original Krishna consciousness, our love for Krishna. Sabai Pungsha Paro Dharmo Yato Bhakti Radhokshaje Ahoitiki Aprati Hata Yagatma Suprasiriti. Supreme occupation is that which awakens our love for God. In this age of Kali, there's only one means of attaining, awakening this ecstatic love of God within our hearts. Harinam, Harinam, Harinam eva kevalam, kalo nasteva, nasteva, nasteva gatiranyata. Chanting the holy names. But we must understand how to chant the holy names. Today someone was mentioning how people can chant the holy names for so many years and still appear to not be making very much advancement. This is quite possible. That's why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us how to chant the holy name. We have to chant in a disposition. Trinadapi sunichena tarori vasaheshnana amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. We must be more humble than blade of grass. At least we must be trying, striving, putting effort to be humble like a blade of grass. Tolerant, like tree. Ready to offer all respect to others. Devoid of the sense of false prestige. Not expecting respect for ourselves. In this way, we should chant the holy name constantly. Lord Chaitanya said, take this verse and string it on the thread of the holy name and wear it always. This Trinadapi Sunichena, the lesson of humility, tolerance, and respect as a practice in our life is an inseparable principle if we want to truly, inseparable from the holy name, if we want to make real advancement. Put it on the thread of the holy name and wear it always. So what will attract people to New Vrindavan is not just the philosophy or the landscape or the buildings or the art, but how devotees imbibe these principles amongst each other and toward others. Prabhupada said, you can understand who is my devotee because they are perfect ladies and gentlemen. That is what Vaishnava means. We're honest. We're respectful. We're caring. Servants. We're not trying to exploit. We're trying to serve. We're putting others before ourselves. Try to be understanding to others and try to improve yourself. That is Vaishnava. Maya's energy, we want to find faults in others and hear ourselves glorified. But if we want to make real progress, we should be understanding, tolerant of others' faults, and really be strict with ourselves. Not in a way that we're just guilty and pounding on ourselves, but we're always seeking ways to improve. Always striving to make progress, to go deeper, to be better. So when devotees are living with honesty, with integrity, and performing their sadhana joyfully together in that spirit, Krishna manifests in a wonderful way to attract not only our hearts, but the hearts of anyone who comes in touch with us. So that should be the mission that we are all trying to achieve here. We have our various services, we have our various responsibilities, but if that social environment is not there, then really what are we doing it for? Unless we're really trying to create that, then we're creating an empty shell. The substance of everything that we're trying to create is to facilitate that for the devotees and for the world. In this spirit, we must really strive to take shelter of the holy name, attentively chant the holy names. Not mechanically, not ritualistically, but with a desire for purification, for service, for love. If we, although this is a instruction that may be a long distance away from our own present realizations, if we place it on the altar of our aspirations, we will, by Krishna's mercy, certainly achieve it. Krishna will reciprocate with our purpose. whether we're rich or poor, learned or illiterate, talented or not, old or young, man or woman, Asian or American. Krishna doesn't concern himself for these things. He's within our heart and he is seeing our purpose. If our purpose is sincere and we have a disposition of service, striving for the right thing, then when we approach his holy name, how he reciprocates. Krishna can make the impossible easy, and he can make the easy impossible. It's actually easy to just chant Hare Krishna. But if we make offenses, it becomes very impossible. To love Krishna is the easiest thing in the world. It's the most easy, natural thing to do. To love Krishna and be happy. But how many of you find it a little difficult to love Krishna and be happy? No one. That means no one. There you go. But if we are sincere, Krishna makes it possible. And that is our hope. Krishna is conquered by bhakti. So we all individually and collectively have such a wonderful opportunity to enrich our lives with the greatest aspiration and to create an environment where we can render the most beneficial service to all humanity. Prabhupada came alone, but he had a very pure purpose. Krishna reciprocated. If we just somehow or other try to share that purpose, Krishna will reciprocate with us. Now we will have dancing kirtan. Everyone, please dance. Thank you very much.